This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. October keeps on getting better with several food festivals and opportunities to do some leaf peeping in our own area. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, who loves this time of year, joins us with her picks for events you should not miss. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Yes, I do love this time of year, and especially the fall foliage, which is so beautiful right now. The autumn leaves. But when you're driving, it's just so hard to take it in.
It is, you know, that whole paying attention to the road kind of thing.
Exactly. But if you get on the Westchester Railroad, you have 90 minutes to take it all in on their Fall Foliage Express. These are themed rides that allow the time to appreciate and photograph the area's beautiful leaf displays.
That is a better way to go, I think. Now, I have to ask about their COVID measures since it is a train ride.
As we know, it's pretty much throughout the area, masks are mandatory and trains are limited to 50% capacity. And just keep in mind, with any event these days, you do have to weigh your personal risk factors and make your best decisions, but at least they have those safety measures in place. Jennifer, Halloween is coming up, but I don't think anyone would consider us a spooky twosome.
No, not a spooky twosome. I'd say more like a kooky twosome, right?
You know, you could be right. But historic Philadelphia does have its own spooky twosome. On Fridays through October, you can use one ticket to play a round of golf at Franklin Square. And they've transformed their mini golf attraction with some chilling decorations. And you can take a spooky twilight tour at the Betsy Ross House. The Spooky Twosome is available on Fridays through October.
Oh, it sounds like fun. Now, what if someone is looking instead to, say, a lazy weekend on the couch, laptop open? What's good to watch?
Jennifer, get out of my head. How did you know that's how I want to spend the weekend? Fortunately, there are plenty of options. Penn Museum's annual Dia de los Muertos Culture Fest is online through October 27th with more than 10 virtual events. And the Delaware Art Museum's Korean Festival goes through October 31st, and it includes lessons on how to make a popular Korean dish. This year's Paleopalooza, offered by the Academy of Natural Sciences, goes virtual from October 17th through the 25th. There are a series of daily events on everything dinosaur on Zoom and Facebook Live, and we'll have the registration link on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
Tanya, I've been seeing some restaurants coming back to life, which is really great for the region's economy. What's happening on that front this week?
Collingswood, New Jersey is hosting a restaurant week this Sunday through next Friday, but it's a little bit different than most. There are 10 participating restaurants, and you can either dine indoors or outdoors or pick up a curbside meal kit to prepare at home.
Oh, that's a good option.
And Black Restaurant Week is October 16th through the 25th. The week celebrates Black-owned restaurants in Philadelphia that offer a full range of cuisines, from Mediterranean to vegan.
That sounds really delicious. Thanks for finding things we can do at varying comfort levels.
Always. And of course, we want to keep in mind that any activity presents a risk these days. So just let's follow those virus protocols and everybody be safe out there. We'll have more on our website, including a socially distanced cocktail making lesson on the grounds of Powell House. Always good to enjoy the fall scenery with a cocktail in hand.
Oh, yeah. All of which can be found on whyy.org/things to do. Cocktails and so much more. Thanks, Tanya.
Jennifer, you have a great weekend.